Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. I hope you got a sense of this two-track thing here with the economy, the guy we had on, and all this waiver stuff and what business is doing. You may tell us. Dan had a great idea, too. In a few minutes... Well, now, even as we're talking with Dr. Harvey Rubin, I'd like to open up the job line. You call Joe now at the helm and tell him where you know of employment, or maybe you have it, and then we'll let people know. Now, the first day, we may not get a ton, but we'll continue to do this throughout this, because that's the other track that's operational here. And I'm just worried that interview we had with the guy at the state level, how some people are following this and then competitors are not. Then I gave you the situation of Lowe's able to keep their garden. I got no answer. Keep their gardening business open, but the independent guy can't. Well, Lowe's has construction there. They're life-sustaining. I get that. They ought to be made to close down the gardening part. You can't have these unequal competitions in this. So our eyes on the ball of the health issues, but it's also on the ball of the financial part of this. All right, let's go from the University of Pennsylvania Penn Medicine. Dr. Harvey Rubin was with us last week after we heard him on KYW, and we were really impressed with his insight. We wanted to occasionally get you an update on what may be happening here. Let's go to Dr. Harvey. Dr. Harvey, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, since we last have spoken, what's on your mind? What have been the things? Has there been any? This is a pretty fluid situation. So what occupies you? What are you thinking about now? Or what are you looking at imminently at this point?
Well, I think the one of the most important issues, of course, is the constraint on the PPEs and the ventilators and the hospital surge. We're all concerned about that. We're all talking about the best way to conserve and use our limited resources, and that includes not only materiel and testing equipment, but also physicians, physicians' assistants, nurses, first responders. So we may run out of things and gizmos, but we certainly can't run out of human resources. So I am concerned about that. Not only the ability for doctors and nurses to work at their maximum capacity, but to keep them healthy and sound and out of harm's way, even as they take care of patients.
Well, what I saw here, too, with this new test that's relatively new, is that they don't have to use as much protective gear, the testers, right? At least that's what I've heard in a couple of commentators. We're making progress on that, where this can be done in a manner that's going to conserve resources. Are we right about that?
Right. Well, that's been in the news lately, and
yes,
you can actually self-administer it. It still
right.
has to be collected and sent
yes.
to a testing facility. So that if that works and we can get an adequate sample, that will preserve a lot of our protective equipment and put our healthcare workers at a lower risk. But again, as you led off with, this is a very fluid situation. We need to make sure that these tests are validated and that we're getting an adequate sample, because we don't want to have false negatives. We don't want to have false positives.
Exactly. Doctor, I have the head of the CDC on tomorrow. If I could prevail upon you to ask What's the thing that I should be asking him? What area should I try to drill down with him for listeners, do you think?
Well, I think you want to really address the issue that's so current in the news. What data do they think would be the best set of data to start releasing this notion of isolation and social distancing? I'm very concerned that this two-week mythical number is going to put a lot of people at risk. So I think you want to ask the CDC, who really have their fingers on the data, what sets of data would they use to start releasing people from social distancing and isolation and quarantining? Isolation is different, but quarantining, what data would they feel comfortable? And that, I think, is very important because that's going to drive policy, that's going to drive economics, that's going to drive people's sense of well-being and again, the lack of uncertainty.
So are you saying that
data has to prove
right?
That.
Are you skeptical of the 14-day? That's just some kind of take two aspirin and call me in the morning thing.
Yes, I'm totally skeptical of it.
Okay, I will put that at the top of my questions. Now, you mentioned too in the first question I asked you, I think, about healthcare providers and some of the issues with them getting sick. And Penn Medicine had, I believe, several cases of coronavirus. How's that working out for your system?
Well, I think that's the kind of question you want to ask our hospital administrators. I'll be rounding this weekend, so I haven't been in the hospital. I'm doing a lot of telemedicine, calling my outpatients, doing that kind of medicine. So I think that's the kind of question. It's, again, as you say, it's a very fluid situation. The best people to ask would be the administrators over at Penn.
Let me ask you with the telemedicine, okay? It's better than nothing, maybe a lot better than nothing. I would agree with that. I'm a little bit skeptical of it, though. What's the best tip for patients, for people listening that are going to engage with their doctor, their provider via telemedicine?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, people, the sort of associated question is, what will change after this whole outbreak is coming to a close? And I think one thing that will change pretty dramatically is our ability to trust telemedicine in many of our encounters especially with our outpatients. So I was on the phone with somebody, you know, you can ask very detailed questions. You can have them send pictures. If they have the right appropriate software installed on their computers or their phone, you can actually see in real time what the wound looks like or how they appear. And I think we should use every modality we can. And sure, a lot of times the hands-on physical exam is the most important thing we can do, but not infrequently, carefully posed questions, having to repeat them several times so we're sure that we're getting the appropriate answer. If there's a healthcare worker there or a loved one who can help validate the answers, I think it can make a huge difference.
Okay.
Not only now, but going forward.
Absolutely. Doctor, thank you. Thanks very much. And I'll ask that question tomorrow. I appreciate it very much.
I'll be listening for the answer. Thank you, Doc.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.